Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
School shooting aftermath.
The young man that was killed was an amazing little boy.
East Coast winter wallop.
A big swath of snow here, 5 or more inches of snow.
Commuting chaos.
Everyone was scared, screaming. They had to break the door.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Lord, listen to your children.
Deep sadness in Perry, Iowa at a vigil after the school shooting that left a sixth grader dead and 5 other people injured.
May this vigil be a beacon of light, illuminating the path toward healing and unity.
CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Police say they arrived within 7 minutes of receiving the call and came upon a grisly scene.
Appears to be self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say they soon determined the shooter, 17-year-old Dylan Butler, had taken his own life, but not before he killed one sixth grader and wounded 5 others, including 4 students and the school's principal. And he didn't stop there.
Officers located an improvised explosive device.
Investigators say the shooter was armed with a pump-action shotgun and small-caliber handgun and appeared to act alone.
It was absolutely horrifying.
Among the survivors, Jody Kurth's stepson, Xander, who was grazed by a bullet during the shooting.
One of the worst moments of my entire life, but the best phone call I got was saying that they were okay.
Iowa is also the place where we find attention focused on the presidential race. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Gun violence is top of mind in Iowa.
You want it to be instant background checks.
We could go and take away a certain kind of gun today, but a week from now, there'd be another shooting. Instead, why don't we do the hard work and deal with the mental health?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Ambassador Nikki Haley are scrambling to catch up to the front runner, former President Donald Trump, despite his mounting legal troubles.
We're putting the future of the Republican Party and the future of the nation, perhaps, in the hands of 12 jurors.
A congressional report authored by House Democrats finds former President Trump's businesses received $7.8 million from China and other foreign governments during his 4 years in office. In the case of China, the report calls the payments a violation of the Constitution. New York City has filed a lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies used by Texas to ship migrants north. The city seeks $700 million for the cost to shelter them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott calls the lawsuit baseless. Overseas, there's been a new flare-up in military tensions with North Korea in disputed waters off the coast. CBS's Ben Tracy.
The North fired more than 200 rounds of artillery shells off its west coast towards a South Korean island that is due west of the capital, Seoul. This island is home to a military base and about 2,000 people. South Korean civilians there were ordered to shelter on the island, but there are no reports of deaths or injuries, and all the shells appear to have landed in North Korean waters. Now, the South is calling North Korea's move a provocative act. It comes as South Korea has been holding military drills of its own, which the North claims are a rehearsal for an invasion.
A storm system that's packed snow and rain is in the closing stages of its march across the country. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says it'll make for a messy weekend along the East Coast after delivering a punch to the Gulf Coast.
There's a potential for isolated flash flooding along with thunderstorms that could produce damaging winds and tornadoes along I-10. Tomorrow morning, it's in the Carolinas. By dinner time, it's going to exit and move into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where we'll have rain, freezing rain and snow. And get your shovels ready in the Northeast. Sunday, you're going to wake up to heavy snow, blustery winds. It lasts through the afternoon with improving conditions as we head into the evening.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Some subway service in New York City is still affected by the derailment yesterday that injured more than 20 people.
Smoke started coming inside the carts. It smelled a lot like gas, and it was really bad. Everyone was panicking.
It was a low-speed collision between a train with 300 on board and an out-of-service train. The cause is under investigation. Overseas, South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole. He served nearly 9 years behind bars for killing his girlfriend. A member of the Proud Boys extremist group who went on the run after his conviction in the Capitol attack has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Christopher Worrell was found guilty of assaulting police with pepper spray. The Iowa school shooting has again raised questions about safety. There were 37 school shootings last year alone. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more on new technology.
Alert. Initiate lockdown. Law enforcement has been notified.
This technology, called Safe Defend,
staff, police get an email and a text message,
can help people survive a shooting at schools and workplaces.
Jeff Green left his job as an elementary school principal to create the technology.
No matter how much law enforcement wants to be there, then there's a gap. There's a time when we're on our own. And how do we survive until help arrives?
It's just one part of what's become a booming industry aimed at protecting kids and employees from a rapid rise in mass shootings. Products range from gun detectors guided by AI to bulletproof tables and automatically locking doors. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Overland Park, Kansas.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says it will offer its new weight loss drug Zepbound at an online site direct to consumers. A prescription is needed. The company says doctors connected through the site are independent and not paid to promote the product. Google is going to begin testing a feature for its Chrome browser that disables third-party cookies, those files that collect data and personalize ads. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Google says it's only going to test this on 1% of its users. That sounds pretty small, but it's actually 30 million people. Google says it's going to force the advertising industry to be more respectful when people ask websites and apps not to track them as much.
Her manager calls Glynis Johns the last of old Hollywood. The actress best known for playing the mother opposite Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins has died.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes.
Johns also won a Tony on Broadway for A Little Night Music half a century ago. Glynis Johns was 100 years old.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Britney Spears online post has fans wondering about her future.
Fans may want more, but Britney Spears is shutting down rumors of a new album, vowing to never return to the music industry. The pop star plans to stick to ghostwriting instead, telling fans on Instagram she's written more than 20 songs for other artists in the last 2 years since being released from her conservatorship. Spears has made a couple cameos on songs since then. But her last album was Glory, back in 2016. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Cher goes to court today in California to seek a temporary conservatorship for her son, Elijah Blue Allman. She's looking to oversee the 47-year-old's assets because of concerns about his drug use and mental health. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.